For some time now, we've been following stories about guide dog owners who have been refused access to things like taxis and minicabs, and even refusals from shops, coffee shops and cafes, which is actually quite illegal. But the charity and others have been working to try and change this. Now, to tell us a little bit more about a new campaign where you can become a high street hero, we have with us from Guide Dogs, Ellen Buckerfield.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ellen, I'm a guide dog owner myself, and I've had a dog now, or dogs, for about the past 17 years. And it seems that this particular problem of refusals just seems to come round quite often. Is it difficult to get the message out there because refusing is against the law?
Yes, well, we've definitely found that, unfortunately, it is a really common problem for people with assistance dogs to be refused. And I think that the main problem around that does seem to be awareness of the law and the rights that assistance dog owners have.
If we take into account things like taxis and supermarkets and so on, you know, a lot of these places will have high staff turnover. So is it an issue then with perhaps management just remembering to train staff rather than really just ignoring the rules?
So I think when it comes to taxis and minicabs, one thing that we've been calling for some time now is for drivers to have disability equality training as part of their licensing process, which would mean that although there may be a high turnover in that field, then they would still have the training and be aware of the law. When it comes to shops and places like, I think you're right that there can be a high turnover, and I think that's why it's important to make sure that managers are aware of the rules and can be reinforcing that to their staff on a regular basis.
In terms of the guide dog owners then, when that refusal happens, I mean, that can be a very upsetting time for them. It can make them feel really awkward, can't it?
Absolutely. We've heard so many terrible stories from people who've experienced a refusal that it's put them off going to, well, particularly going to that place again, but even that it's had an effect on how they feel about going to other shops or other local businesses. It can really knock their confidence about how they feel about going out and about like everybody else. We recommend that they contact their local guide dogs team, and they can support them with following up with that shop and making sure that it doesn't happen again.
Say someone's in a shop or a coffee shop and a member of staff says, no, you can't come with the dog. Is it worth saying to them, well, look, can I speak to a supervisor or a manager, because actually we are allowed to bring the assistance dog in?
Yes, I think that is a good idea. I think that that is something that other people have done in the past when they've been challenged on bringing their dog into a business. Then in those cases, it might be a new or inexperienced member of staff who has said no. And obviously that also shouldn't be happening, and we want to avoid that. But if the managers are then aware of the law, then they can reinforce the right situation.
I suppose you may get some guide dog owners who, you know, don't want any confrontation or maybe aren't as confident to do that. Mm. So the message, just get in touch with the local team.
Absolutely. It can be really difficult when you're in that situation to ask to speak to the manager, or the manager might not be there. It might not be possible, which is why we say that, yes, get in touch with your local guide dog team, and we can support you. We can contact the shop for you and follow it up.
Now, you are launching High Street Heroes very soon. Tell us more about that.
This is a new event that we're holding in the first week of September, from the 4th till the 10th, where we're trying to make sure that we are spreading awareness of the law around assistance dog owners by asking people to visit their local high streets and speak to the staff in shops, cafes, restaurants, and we will give them flyers which explain the law around assistance dog owners' rights. We'll also be distributing window stickers which say assistance dogs welcome. And we'd like people who go out to ask the shops if they would be happy to display those in their window. So the whole event is an opportunity to have those conversations around the rights that assistance dog owners have, and also for staff to understand how they can recognise an assistance dog, and making sure that by displaying the sticker, they're then making it clear to the people in the local area that they are welcoming.
Because as we said, Ellen, you know, it may not be that they've just been told, no, you're not bringing the dog in, and that's it. It may be as simple as that member of staff just isn't aware, and a simple conversation and a sticker can make a huge difference.
Definitely. I think that sometimes it's just a situation that the staff member hasn't encountered before. And so once they've had that conversation and they understand, and then they're happy to have the dog in there. And I think also if there is a window sticker there, then other members of staff, even if they weren't in that conversation, they'll see that and they'll be more likely to make the right call in the future as well.
Great stuff. Just finally, Ellen, then, if people would perhaps like to get more involved in High Street Heroes Week, or you know, maybe have some questions or would like some advice then about refusals, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Either send an email to us, campaigns@guidedogs.org.uk, or you can give us a call, and the number is 0800 028 4348, and we can have a chat about any questions. And the more people that get involved, the bigger the impact will be. So even if people just have some time they can spare that week, you know, we're not asking for people to go out every day. It helps make High Street a more welcoming place.
Ellen, best of luck with High Street Heroes Week, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.